To me, that means big, well, a little bit overweight. Not necessarily real, real strong. He wouldn't be a small person if he was stout.
When you were talking about butter going bad, would you ever say it was getting stout?
No.
Are you stout there?
No.
What about a person that's real easy to get along with, you know, just...
easy going.
And would you say, could you say a horse was easy going?
I wouldn't.
What would you use to describe a horse like that?
Good natured, maybe, or...
What is easy going and good natured? What do they mean?
Easy to get along with. They're like docile.
They both mean the same thing?
Yeah.
And what about if somebody like a young teenager, his arms and his legs, you know, sort of, you know, just beginning to just grow along, you know, he's sort of stumbling all over his feet. You say he's mighty, what?
Clumsy.
So what would clumsy mean then? Would that be referred to the way he looked or the way he acted or what?
The way he acted.
How would you say he looked?
Let's see. I don't know.
How would he feel?
He would feel clumsy.
And would you say that he, like, the way he looked would be awkward?
Awkward.
Would you, is that?
Well, I wouldn't say he looked awkward. I would say I would use clumsy.
Well, how would he, you know, he'd look? You know how people, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the term.
Well, would you ever say somebody was like gawky or sort of
I wouldn't say
leggy
gawky.
Or anything like that? Or?
I might say lanky.
And if a person keeps on doing something that you know, it doesn't make any sense. You say, well, he's just a plain...
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, just...
Joking around, kidding around, you mean?
No, if somebody does something, wrecks the car because he's looking the wrong way and does it 10 times in a row, you say, well, he's just a plain...
I don't know, specific term.
If you talk...
I might say idiot.
What would you ever use the word? Fool?
Fool? Mm-hmm.
Where would you use that?
Like in an instance that you just said. Something like that.
Would you use it for men or women or both or what?
Both.
So what would you say? I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
I think I do. I'm not real sure.
Well, tell me what you... How do you use it?
How I use fool? I might use fool, I'd make it synonymous with stupid or something like that.
And, you know, we're talking about, you said likey. What does likey mean?
Well, to me it means what you described, having long arms, maybe, you know, a little bit clumsy, lanky. You wouldn't have to be clumsy, but you would have long arms and long legs.
Or could you be 35 years old and be lanky?
Uh-huh.
What about a stout? What was that? What about strong? Is that the muscular or what? You know, a strong?
Yeah, to me, muscular, strong.
What about robust?
Robust. That has a wider meaning. It doesn't... Strong... Robust. I can't really define robust. It's a broader term to me, though, than just strong.
What would you call somebody who never spends a cent? Yeah.
Cheap? Chinchy?